In October, Boston's Public Transit Authority introduced a new bus. Instead of carrying ads for iPods or candy bars, this bus delivers a different message. As Bianca Vasquez-Tonez of member station WBUR found out, that message is touching and unsettling some riders.
On the inside, this bus looks like any other. But along the top, where the ads usually go, sunny yellow signs line the length of the bus. In black type, they read friend, cousin, brother, sister, followed by dates. These are tombstones for young people killed by violence in Boston. Kai Malone is sitting in the back of the bus. She's writing in a Dr. Phil life workbook.
Yeah, I've lost friends due to gun violence, unfortunately. It was years ago, but still, you know, it still means something to me.
Malone grew up in what she calls some rough neighborhoods in Boston and says she doesn't expect everyone to understand the meaning of this moving memorial. A local graphic designer got money from the National Endowment for the Arts to paint the exterior to look like a school bus. Silma Gonzalez-Acaba boards the bus after a long day at work. She was hoping to space out, but instead she confronts a monument to kids gunned down on Boston streets.
To be honest, a part of me would prefer not to see it. You know, a part of me would prefer to say, okay, it's bad enough. I want to go and rest.
Gonzalez-Acaba already knows about the violence firsthand. She translates for Spanish speakers at Boston Medical Center, where most of Boston's gunshot and stabbing victims go for treatment. So far this year, 337 people have been shot, and nearly 70 people have died in homicides, many of them children and teenagers, and a lot of the crimes remain unsolved. Gonzalez-Acaba says the violence pervades life away from work, too.
It's a reality that we see all the time. We carry it with us when we walk at night and we hear a noise that, you know, we were not expecting.
She's worried the bus will lose its impact if people get used to seeing it. And that's why the creators of the bus memorial and the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority are deliberately circulating the bus on different routes. The bus can be on one side of the city one morning and a completely different area that evening. This afternoon, the bus is operating on the Crosstown 1 route, going back and forth to Cambridge, past MIT, to downtown Boston.
I think this is my stop, so.
Andrew Sterner is getting off in Cambridge, where he's headed to his first day interning at a recording studio. He's 19 and says he still has a lot to see and do. Sterner gets off the bus and looks back at it, reading the short epitaphs painted on the outside as it pulls away. He was Katie's first love. Love is in big, bold letters. He brought home stray animals. She was going to law school. He was headed for big things.
It's weird. Some of them I can almost think of like myself. Some of the quotes, like, he was an A student, I was an A student too. Or he was funny. I guess some of my friends would consider me funny, or some of my family members. So you can sort of connect with what some of the quotes say. That's, I guess, what makes it so tough, you know?
Sterner also notices most of the epitaphs are for young men around his age, with a few women sprinkled among them. He says he doesn't understand why. For NPR News, this is Bianca Vasquez-Tonez in Boston.